Learn more. Sponsored by the Institut International de Lancy. An education for life at IIL.
You're listening to Learn More, the show where we look at all things to do with education. Today, one of my very favourite subjects, looking at the importance of arts and creativity in education. I am joined by an expert on the subject, Louise Peacock, who earned her master's degree in fine arts, sculpture precisely, from the Royal College of Arts in London, completed her master's degree in education from the University of Nottingham, and did postgrad research. The dissertation there is looking specifically at empathy in children using a second language, pretty fairly common occurrence in Geneva International Schools, and how visual and performing arts support lasting empathic development in these students. She's been teaching at IIL for 11 and a half years. Louise, thank you so much for joining me today and being willing to share some of all of that research that you did, some of your experience too. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. It's nice to speak with you.
So let's have a little look. First of all, tell me a bit about the research that you specifically did, looking at things to do with arts and creativity and building empathy.
Yes, I'm happy to tell you all about the research. Basically, I'll try not to be too academic or nerdy, which is hard for me.
We love academic and nerdy.
Good. There's been a good amount of research on how adults have what's called lower cognitive and affective moral empathy. Let's just call it empathy here to make it less nerdy. They have lower levels of empathy when they're making decisions using their non-mother tongue or second language. And they also demonstrate higher levels of empathy when they're using their mother tongue or native language. And when you think about it, this has really huge implications for the larger world. For example, you might consider that our location here in Geneva, or my location, critical organizations like the UN and World Health Organization are regularly making decisions that impact millions, if not billions, of people. And if those decisions are made in a non-mother tongue, what is the human impact of a possibly or likely lower empathy in this process? So nobody had researched this, if this was the case with children in a learning environment yet, so I thought it would be a good idea to see. And because our school is so international, I think we have about 97 different nationalities represented here right now. Mm-hmm. I think just under 100. It seemed like a perfect place to start looking into this area. For the quantitative research, that's a nerdy word for the numbers part, students had to complete this in-depth questionnaire evaluating their self-perceived empathy levels in a whole range of scenarios. This questionnaire was not designed by me, but designed by someone named Simon Baron Cohen at Cambridge. And funny enough, it is Sacha Baron Cohen's cousin, Borat. So Simon Baron Cohen is a very, very smart man. He made this wonderful questionnaire. And some students completed this questionnaire in their native language, their mother tongue, and some completed it in their second language or non-native tongue. So in short, my research reflected exactly the same findings as similar research on adults, that children have lower levels of empathic thoughts and behavior in their non-native language. So that is it in a nutshell.
So children learning in a second language therefore have less empathy with their classmates, with teachers, with everyone around them, I guess. Why though?
That's a really good question. We don't know why yet. There are so many different theories right now, and we don't know exactly why. I think what's the most important thing for us to realize is that this is a really, really important opportunity for educators. And in recognizing this empathy gap, schools can focus more on really helping develop these empathic skills in children.
As I introduced at the top of the show, we are looking today at arts in education. So visual and performing arts clearly have a part to play here. How do visual and performing arts support lasting empathic development in students?
Well, that's a really good question. One of the main ways is by being exposed to stories and experiences of others that are often very different from your own. And this is also the case with exposure to literary fiction and also performing arts. You are stepping into someone else's shoes. It's also by being exposed to a range of cultures and to the experiences tied to those cultures. Also, in both visual and performing arts, students can develop an ability to share vulnerability, grow trust with one another. For example, in IB art, which is what I teach, we have group critiques where students present their work to the class and they all try to help each other solve their creative problems. Students develop the confidence to share their voices, their feelings, their opinions, particularly through their creative expression. And this is also done with the French section equivalent groups in art, which complete what's called the baccalauréat program. So we do this on both sides for art. Also, to be nerdy again, in longitudinal studies, that means studies that show a consistent effect over time, these studies show that students who are exposed to visual and performing arts, they tend to have a lasting empathy throughout their lives, not just when they're actually studying the arts, but from then on and into the future, which is good for everyone.
All right, looking at how the arts can increase empathy and that can help in education, we've got Louise Peacock here who is helping us from IIL get a better understanding of this. Stay tuned. We will be looking in just a moment at other benefits of visual and performing arts in education and particularly what the students have to say. Stay tuned.
Learn more. Sponsored by the Institut International de Lancy, an education for life at IIL.
You're listening to Learn More today, looking at the benefits of arts in education with Louise Peacock from IIL, specifically looking at Louise's postgrad research, looking at empathy in children and especially children when using a non-native language. We are about to look at other benefits of arts in education. Louise, thank you so much for already sharing some of your very valuable research with us. I'm looking forward to finding out what the kids find really useful about arts in education. What kind of feedback do you get from the students that you teach?
So there are so many benefits of visual and performing arts. And I recently actually was just chatting with some of my students in IBR about what do they particularly enjoy. And most of them said just a chance to be very free and creative, a chance to really relax, and a chance to express themselves. And I would add, from observing them, I know they really find validation and a personal and intellectual growth through the creative process. I would also say, from a pedagogical view, that means a view from education and teaching theory, the interactive nature of art education means that children are not simply seen as some empty vessels to be filled with knowledge from another, but the students become active participants and co-constructors of meaning with others. And this is both really, really empowering and awfully deeply meaningful for the student.
Do you think that there is a real benefit later in life?
Yes. So we know that art education is vital for kids' academic and social achievement and their empathic development, as we already talked about. Some interesting statistics are, globally, students with access to arts education are 5 times less likely to drop out of school, and they're 3 times more likely to complete a university degree. Also, art education teaches students a huge variety of critical skills for academic success, like strengthening their writing, their reading, their critical thinking, logic, general cognitive skills, all of which are so important to academic achievement. And education and the arts really can be a springboard to increase participation in academics, because students can get inspired by the connections they make between art and many other disciplines. I would say that art is the most interdisciplinary subject I can think of. Students who are interested in art, they come to realize that it overlaps with history, literature, science, language, every other topic under the sun. Unexpectedly, maybe, art education is really, really great for boosting reading and writing skills. This is because art classes usually involve a lot of reading and interpretation. Students read about artists and art movements and consider pieces of art in the context of what they've just read. And also, art education really, really fosters critical thinking and persuasion skills. Students learn to form opinions on the meaning of works of art, and they learn to present and effectively express their opinions. And these are all these activities. They're a boon for proficiency in writing, reading, composing an argument, speaking publicly, critical interpretation. And then on a more personal level, there are benefits in areas of confidence, self-esteem, and communications. And because students really, really invest themselves in a deep critical engagement, especially during the IB and the baccalaureate, their analytical skills and their critical thinking skills really develop as well. So I'm making this a little bit long, and I'm so sorry, but the larger picture, to answer your question of why should young people and children study art, if you look at it, creativity is really important in any industry. Whether you're the CEO of a company, a surgeon, etc., having a spirit of inquiry and an ability to use creative lateral thinking are really, really important skills. And art education fosters development of these critical skills. that are really needed for almost any successful career. When you think about it, communication, creative problem solving, critical thinking, collaboration skills, they're all strengthened and developed by art education. And we can ask ourselves, what is the purpose of education? Well, one answer is that education helps prepare students for the future. And a recent study just showed that 72% of business leaders say that creativity is the number one skill that they seek when hiring. We also know that the state of work is rapidly changing and evolving. And in today's labor market, creativity and creative problem solving are some of the most valuable skills that you can have. With increasing automation around us, these so-called soft skills are in really high demand, like innovation, action, development, risk, being imaginative, posing questions, playing with ideas and possibilities. These are all the more intuitive and less well-defined set of skills that you really need in a workplace, and their development is really well served by art education.
I think in contrast to something like mathematics, it's not a right or wrong subject as well, which really takes you out of the just looking for one specific answer and allows a mind to just consider that maybe that there isn't like a right or a wrong answer about an opinion to a specific art piece or maybe how something should be interpreted, which really starts to expand young minds that, well, their opinion matters as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's really valid. Dating.
I'm going to put you on the spot here. Do you think, though, that there is any one kind of art, any medium that is more useful than another? And I say that because there's so many that could be music, it could be dance, it could be reflecting on a painting, a sculpture, it could be actual art that you produce in terms of an oil painting, it could be a performance. There are so many different kinds. Do you personally see that students tend to get a better benefit out of one of those than any other?
No, actually, I think across the board, any creative expression is really, really, really valuable. Even in my area of teaching, I have taught IGCSE drama for many years, but my main focus is on art teaching. And sometimes students will come to me and they'll say, I'm not good at drawing, so I shouldn't do art. And I've explained to them, for example, I am a terrible painter and I have a master's degree in fine art. I cannot paint for toffee. You don't have to be good at everything. I think find the thing that you enjoy and develop those techniques and skills, and eventually you will become good at it. And I think every aspect of creativity is important and really valuable. So they're all good.
Yeah, fascinating. And I think if maybe you are a student where you prefer something that is more right or wrong, something a little bit more mathematical, then going down the route of something like music could be a more comfortable place for you. There are so many different ways that you can explore these things that are creative. Louise Peacock from IIL, it has been absolutely fascinating talking to you. Thanks so much for sharing some of your research about empathy and arts in education. If anyone is just tuning in now, this has been fascinating research that we've been looking at. You'll be able to find this again as a podcast on our website, worldradio.ch/learn more. Louise, thank you so much for sharing your experiences with us.
Thank you for having me.
Learn More, sponsored by the Institut International de Lancy, an education for life at IIL.